Want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easily, then distribute it anywhere. You can even earn money doing it all in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer, so no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else a podcast is heard. Video podcasts are also available. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. And best of all, it's totally free with no catch. Ever since I discovered Spotify for Podcasters, I gotta say, I feel like it's really great to kind of have this platform to put into the depths. Without it, I don't really know if the show would have taken off. I feel like I will have just thrown into the depths on who knows what, YouTube or something, and been like, yeah, I'm sure people will find this. But with Spotify for Podcasters, I've been able to reach a wide audience. We're at 20K strong, and it is awesome. So, hey, why don't you go to www.spotify/podcasters to get started, or download the Spotify for Podcasters app. Super easy to set up, and as soon as you're in, you can start creating. Get out there and get making.
My name is Jamie Manson of the ARK Foundation. This is my audio recount of the last 4 days trapped in Site 13 in Fall County, Michigan. It started when I exited the Spatial Research Division.
Fuck. Okay. Should be gone from that fucker. I need a plan, and I need a plan now. Fuck. I can't get my fingers in my strong suit.
That's real smart. Alright, let's get this shit set up. I decided to trap the thing that was following me. I was unaware of its presence in any location. It's almost like it could change its shape to fall through any shape. The vents were incredibly tiny, designed that way so that way anything that escaped couldn't use them to get out. Well, this thing was able to slide through. I remembered a containment cell for the spatial division that they used. It was kind of like an electromagnetic force field. I decided I would trap it. Upon trapping it, things got weird.
Alright, you bastard. Tell me who you are and what you want.
No. I want to know exactly who the fuck you are.
I am Leviathan.
I know there's more to it than I am Leviathan. So spit it out.
Let me show you, Jamie. Let me show you, Jamie, who at one time truly am.
The thing had entered my spinal cord. I'm unaware as to how it did it, honestly. It seems as though it's able to split its shape. It acts almost like a hive mind of cells. upon inserting itself in, I began to see visions. I saw the downfall of man many times. I saw primordial earth, young and fresh. I saw the meteorite that crashed into the planet. And from that meteor, I saw black limbs begin to erupt. I witnessed as it grew and changed and formed. I witnessed millions of eyes. I then witnessed the oceans rise. And from there, I saw the adaptation. This thing, though gigantic in size, was unable to outrun the ocean. It lay there, dormant. Until one day it rearose, and that's when man was formed. Simple people, but still people. It began to eat, and consume, and pillage, and destroy. Soon, one famed man decided to take it on. And as he did, I could see from its millions of eyes, bright lights shining down from the sky. I don't believe in God. I really don't. But I do know that there are things out there that are beyond what the Christian God goes for, and that the Bible has some basis to be built on. So there I watched as the light grew closer and closer, and I felt the agony and the pain, and I heard it scream in my skull. This thing from millions of eons before man screamed and screamed, and I saw its life flash before my eyes as it was ripped asunder. I saw valleys that I couldn't understand. Cyclopean obelisks in the distance. I saw beings that made no sense to my mind. I saw the night sky above me, vast, and I saw a gigantic moon of red. And then I saw the asteroid. Oh, the asteroid. It came right through the planet. It didn't stop. It hit the core, and the planet erupted. The Leviathan, however, is smart. Strong. It survived. Made it onto an asteroid. And crash-landed 20,000 of our years later onto Earth. In that time, it began to reshape, rebuild, change. Seeing the cosmos from the perspective of something that could vaguely understand it really opens the mind. And that is when it began to speak to itself. I am Leviathan. vaguely translated, of course. The message was there. This thing gave itself a name. Leviathan. After that, the little chunk of it that was in my brain fucking died. I witnessed the living world in between the unliving world. Leviathan isn't from our galaxy, is what I'm saying. I saw the bridge that opened. The Leviathan shape is not what it was. Somehow, in its travel on that asteroid, it slipped into a portal, almost, maybe a wormhole, that showed it a new world. And as it passed through that world, it got smarter, it grew, and changed. The Leviathan is by all terms a god. And by all terms, what we are dealing with is only a fraction of it. And by all terms, it's hunting for more.